If you're feeling low with nowhere to turn, call the Samaritans at 401-272-4044. It's free and confidential, 401-272-4044. This is Bill Withers. We all need somebody to lean on. When you do, the Samaritans are there.
Corporate Transportation of Rhode Island is a 24-hour statewide sedan car service to and from all major airports. Relax, knowing wherever you need to go, Corporate will get you there safe and on time. Do you need to accommodate an important client? Got an early morning flight at TF Green? Or how about a late night pickup in Boston? Call Corporate Transportation at 231-2228 and get there with quality, comfortable transportation, reliable rates, and a courteous, experienced driver. Corporate Transportation, 231-2228.
Legacy Benefit Advisors brings to Rhode Island municipalities health and welfare funds and employers Call a Doctor Plus. In partnership with the Teladoc Network of Physicians, Call a Doctor Plus is a premier telemedicine provider offering quality health care alternatives to employees, union members, retirees, and their families. Call a Doctor Plus offers 24/7, 365 days a year phone or video access to board-certified licensed medical doctors in whatever state you are in 10 minutes or less for a fraction of the cost of traditional care. Doctors can diagnose and prescribe for common medical conditions, send a prescription to the pharmacy of your choice, and provide a doctor's note to the patient's primary care physician. Call Bob Dumay of Legacy Benefit Advisors at 401-868-1400 for more information. That's 401-868-1400. Again, that's Call a Doctor Plus at 401-868-1400.
This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. Ed, 10X, the owner of Auction.com, to the list of housing-related companies that don't love the House Republican tax reform bill. Rick Sharga is CMO at 10X.
Whether they'd be disastrous or just annoying, all of the reform aspects that we're seeing in the tax bill have something of a negative shadow that they're casting.
Sharga calls the potential scaling back of the mortgage interest deduction, combined with the loss of the state and local tax deduction, a double whammy, especially for underwater homeowners.
You could see an increase in foreclosure rates for those kind of folks.
And Sharga says there could be a recessionary aspect to all this.
Most economists I talk to believe that housing is responsible for 15 to 20% of the U.S. economy, depending on whose numbers you believe. If you pull the plug on that, you're talking about a pretty significant impact.
An impact, Sharga says, that would be amplified by rising interest rates. And that's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them.
Welcome to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. On this gloomy Monday, a little bit of rain. Nice temperatures, though. Nice temperatures. Not beach weather, although I did see someone running on the beach with a bathing suit today. No, I'm just kidding. Abandoned dogs of Rhode Island are in the house today. One of my specialties when I was in the General Assembly, animals here in Rhode Island. I think more people should be thrown in jail and there for a long time if they abuse an animal. So, ladies, welcome. We have Alicia and we have Erica. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. So, tell me about Abandoned Dogs of Rhode Island.
So, we started in 2015.
You're newbies.
Yeah. I've been doing it for a while, but just with this rescue for 2 years now.
Yep.
We've adopted out over 100, just about 100 animals.
Wow.
Yeah, we like to focus locally. So we only pull from Rhode Island and surrounding states. We don't pull from the South or anything. We believe in, you know, keeping it local and a community-based organization that, mm-hmm. you know, means a lot to us. And I think in a small state, it means a lot to other people, too. Mm-hmm. We take in dogs from shelters, ones that they just, you know, they don't do well there. Or if the shelters are getting full, we'll take dogs from them. We also are a safe haven for people who are looking to surrender their pets but don't wish to bring them to a shelter.
Really? How do we know that, though? This is the first I heard of that.
Of the
safe haven.
Well, we have a pretty good following on Facebook.
Okay.
We do a lot of social media stuff. We are in the Smithfield Times, actually.
Get out.
Yeah. So we have Adoptable Pets featured there every month.
You know, that. Let me tell you something. That segment that I put in that paper, it gets the most hits out of all my things on there on Facebook.
Well, I mean, cute dogs does it every time.
Well, and I'm glad that when I asked the question to the staff, has anybody looked at all those dogs have been adopted, they could come back and say yes, dogs and cats. Both yourselves and Dennis DeBella's group,
Defenders of Animals, do wonderful work.
It's great, but I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's pretty much it, yeah, is that we have a big community based online. Mm-hmm. We do attend local fundraisers, and we throw local fundraisers to try to get the community involved. We think that when people feel like they're a part of something, they like to follow it more and, you know, talk about it more. Word of mouth is huge.
So what is your Facebook page? What is it?
It's Abandoned Dogs of RI. You can look it up there. We also have our own website. It's abandoneddogsofri.com. And we're also featured on Pet Finder and Adopt a Pet, which is, if you don't know about it, it's a really cool website where you can kind of type in your zip code and exactly what kind of pet you're looking for, size, breed, age, good with cats, dogs, kids, and it'll just show you all the local animals in your area that are adoptable. And it's a way to make it easier to find that perfect pet.
Is it hard for someone to take an older dog? You know, that old story, it's hard to keep, teach an old dog new tricks. Is it hard for someone to come in? I don't know what they consider old dog. Is it five or older?
Technically, a senior is 7 years and older.
Okay.
And I think that there is a perfect person for every pet. So it depends on the individual. I know I fostered a dog a few years ago named Rusty, and he was up there in age. And I have these little girls that come in and volunteer every week with me. They've seen hundreds of dogs in and out, puppies, you know, cute little things. And they went home one day and said, "Mom, we need Rusty." And the mom came up to me and was concerned, like, you know, Rusty only has a few more years and my kid, they're just kids. Are they going to be able to handle that? And I said, what a wonderful lesson to teach your kids is that you can give the gift of the last few remaining years of this dog's life and fill it with love and experience that. It's worth it. And the kids don't regret it, and I think it's a beautiful thing. So it's you never lose a pet, and you don't, you know, you're gonna cry regardless, but yeah, knowing you did something great and seeing what you do, you see it in their eyes.
Now, how long have you two been together?
Well, I started the rescue in 2015. Erica jumped on board in 2016, and I think it's the best thing that happened to us. We've been skyrocketing ever since.
Are you guys partners in
equal partners?
Okay.
Yep. So I handle the dog and the, you know, taking care of him every day, and she's good at the business. She does, you know, the finances and the Facebook page, the website. So we kind of are the yin to the yang.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Now, Erica, what'd you do before this?
A bunch of random stuff.
Yep.
What
made you fall in love with animals?
Well, this is nothing that I planned to do. It just kind of fell into my life organically, and I love it. I mean, I've always loved dogs, but
It's actually funny. When we had pets growing up always, and when she got older, she never really wanted a dog. And one day I had a dog before the rescue. Excuse me. Somebody dropped off a dog to me because they got a divorce, didn't want the dog anymore. And I said, "Erica, this is your dog." She's like, "Oh, I don't know." And now she tells me every day, "I will never not have a dog."
I do. I love my dog so much.
that's great. It's things like that non-expected that makes someone blossom and your organization blossom like it is today.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You asked me 10 years ago, I wouldn't have known we were here today, but now I can't imagine doing anything else.
Now, you're a veterinarian assistant. Is that what you do?
I was a vet tech originally.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I started. And I liked it. I thought the surgeries were interesting and, you know, but I started working at a kennel part-time, and they boarded for rescue dogs. And I found myself looking forward to those days more than what I actually went to school to do. And I was like, you know, something's not right. If you're not going in and happy every day, then you need to tweak it. So Anne-Marie Boothelet hired me right off the bat, even though she wasn't hiring at the time. I guess she saw something in me. And, you know, we've made an amazing team ever since. And So I started doing the boarding thing and learning how to take care of animals in a facility, you know, because it's different than taking care of them right. at home. And we started working with other rescues, and I never looked back. And, you know, here I am now with my own rescue, and we still continue to work with other rescues because we're all in it for the same reason. And if we can all work together, we'll be more efficient. And I think that not enough rescues do work together.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you go out, like, to surrounding communities and see what dogs are in what kennels?
We work with shelters. We work with the Providence Animal Control. Mm-hmm. We work with Cranston. We work with Woonsocket. Those are the three places we usually go. But randomly, we'll get some emails and stuff, and we help out whenever we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to deal with municipalities?
It can be tough. You see a lot of things you don't want to see. Sometimes there are dogs you just can't help as much as you want to. But I think for the most part, it's pretty incredible. It's, you know, for every bad story, there's a good story. There's a good ending.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, a lot of the people in the animal control world, they're really caring. They kind of have a bad rep. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it, they're only put in these positions because the community kind of set them up for this terrible result. Mm-hmm. And they're doing the best they can.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to talk about more about that when we come back. We're going to take a break because I got to pay the bills so we can stay on for next week. You'll listen to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you.
If you're feeling low with nowhere to turn, call the Samaritans at 401-272-4044. It's free and confidential, 401-272-4044. This is Bill Withers. We all need somebody to lean on. When you do, the Samaritans are there.
Corporate Transportation of Rhode Island is a 24-hour statewide sedan car service to and from all major airports. Relax, knowing wherever you need to go, Corporate will get you there safe and on time. Do you need to accommodate an important client? Got an early morning flight at TF Green? Or how about a late night pickup in Boston? Call Corporate Transportation at 231-2228 and get there with quality, comfortable transportation, reliable rates, and a courteous, experienced driver. Corporate Transportation. Transportation 231-2228.
Legacy Benefit Advisors brings to Rhode Island municipalities health and welfare funds and employers. Call a Doctor Plus. In partnership with the Teladoc Network of Physicians, Call a Doctor Plus is a premier telemedicine provider offering quality health care alternatives to employees, union members, retirees, and their families. Call a Doctor Plus offers 24/7, 365 days a year phone or video access to board-certified licensed medical doctors in whatever state you are in 10 minutes or less for a fraction of the cost of traditional care. Doctors can diagnose and prescribe for common medical conditions, send a prescription to the pharmacy of your choice, and provide a doctor's note to the patient's primary care physician. Call Bob Dume of Legacy Benefit Advisors at 401-868-1400 for more information. That's 401-868-1400. Again, that's Call a Doctor Plus at 401-868-1400.
This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. Ed 10X, the owner of Auction.com, to the list of housing-related companies that don't love the House Republican tax reform bill. Rick Sharga is CMO at 10X.
Whether they'd be disastrous or just annoying, all of the reform aspects that we're seeing in the tax bill have something of a negative shadow that they're casting.
Sharga calls the potential scaling back of the mortgage interest deduction, combined with the loss of the state and local tax deduction, a double whammy, especially for underwater homeowners.
You could see an increase in foreclosure rates for those kind of folks.
And Sharga says there could be a recessionary aspect to all this.
Most economists I talk to believe that housing is responsible for 15 to 20% of the U.S. economy, depending on whose numbers you believe. If you pull the plug on that, you're talking about a pretty significant impact.
An impact, Sharga says, that would be amplified by rising interest rates. And that's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not,
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. Alicia and Erica are in the house. Abandoned Dogs of Rhode Island. And they're a nonprofit rescue based out of Northern Ireland. And their website is abandoneddogsofri.com. Nice young ladies. I was shocked the first time I met you, to be honest with you, that you're so young. I say you're so young. I mean, I'm an old guy. To take on the responsibility of running a rescue, not only running a rescue, doing a good job at running a rescue. So, Erica, I want to talk to you about your business perspective on how it is that your rescue is the best rescue in the state. How is it?
How is it?
Yeah. How did it become the best rescue in the state, in my opinion? And I may be a little biased, but that's okay. It's my radio show, too.
I would have to say the following that we have, just how quick our idea kind of caught fire and spread among all the people that we know. And it really, yeah.
You know, I looked at your Facebook page while we were on break, and you have close to 5,000 people following you. Mm-hmm. How did you get that many people? I mean, I know, because I used to do a lot of legislation in the Senate side for animals. I know a lot of people have the heart, and they love their animals. And I always used to say, people will run through walls for me as a politician and the things I did for animals. Especially when I got rid of the gas chambers. When I got rid of the gas chambers in Rhode Island, I had more people than I could fit at a fundraiser. Because people understand the issue, they know the issue, and they know that we did things that could never be accomplished before. They've tried and it failed. They tried and it failed. And they tried and we did it. Is it hard to engage people into adopting dogs or looking at your business as a business of when you do a rescue business? And I think you said it earlier pertaining to out-of-state dogs. I mean, when we ever have a catastrophe, whether it be in Texas or Florida with the floods in Tennessee, and then they all started bringing their dogs up here to get adopted, and we still have dogs in our shelter. Those dogs should be adopted first before we take any new dogs in, or cats or whatever. You agree with that?
I do agree. I think that's where you have to start. You have to start where you are
first. You have to
draw
a line in the sand.
Exactly.
Yeah, when it comes to natural disasters, I think we're a little more flexible. We did offer to take in some dogs because a lot of them have homes. They just need a place to stay temporarily. But as far as the way that the South is running things right now, if the North keeps bailing them out, they're not going to fight to change the laws. And that's really what's going to make the difference, because all these rescues are pulling from the South and they're saving a lot of dogs. And that is great. But what we really need to make the dent is to change the laws. And, you know,
what do you mean by change the laws now? Is it change the laws on
puppy mills, yeah, breeding, spaying and neutering? Mm-hmm. You know, they're not strict down there. And we still need some work
down there.
Yeah, we still need a little bit of work up north, but I think we're in better shape as far as the laws go and dogs having more rights. And, you know, we're starting to grasp a little bit more onto the overpopulation crisis.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are dogs right here, right now, that need homes. And what makes it difficult is that when we're pulling dogs from the South, they have a larger selection to pick from, so they can pull all the puppies, and, you know, everybody wants puppies and all this. So when you're picking just out of the state, you're really taking the ones that need you, even if they're, you know, older or sick or mm-hmm. not perfect. We take a lot of, you know, pit bulls, which it's one of my favorite breeds, but sometimes they can be tough to adopt out. Especially
they get a bad rap.
They're my most amazing dogs.
It's not the animals; it's the handlers that they should put on, you know, on a leash.
Exactly.
Not the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, been there, done that.
Yeah.
And I say that all the time to people. You know, it's not the breed. I mean, you can't go into the city of Pawtucket like they tried to do and said no pit bulls allowed. You can't do that. Because it's not the pit bull's fault; it's the way they're brought up, the way they're raised. You know, I've witnessed some horrific things going through different cities, and with a pit bull on the other end of a leash, and what the owner's doing to that dog.
Oh yeah.
You know, I would like to pull over and put the choker on that guy's neck, and let him walk up and down the street, yanking and tugging and pulling. You know, like no tomorrow. It's just crazy. But a lot of the things that I learned in the 12 years I was in the General Assembly that Dennis taught me was a lot that we don't do a good job, meaning us animal people, we don't do a good job of bringing the agenda forward. We don't do a good job as far as information to be put out on how to handle animals, how to handle tough dogs, how to handle... I mean, we don't even do it with kids.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that, is that we actually do have a community outreach and public education system put in place where... actually, just recently, I went down to a kindergarten class and teaching basics of how to approach dogs and how to respect a dog's space and how it's equally important for us to... expect a dog to respect a child's space as it is vice versa. So we teach kids not to approach strange dogs, to invite the dogs into their space. And if the dog does that on their own, and then you can do a 1, 2, 3 pet pause. If the dog walks away, let them walk away. Because you can't expect a dog to be perfect. And sometimes it's a little give and take. Mm. And if you start them young and teaching them the importance of safety and of being, you know, a good pet owner and being responsible and, you know, that it's a 15-year commitment, we can slowly change things. Mm. So I absolutely believe that education is a very important part of what we do.
So one of the things, too, that I've been trying to get a couple of veterinarians to do is to write an article every month about pet care.
Oh, of course.
Because you just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
How many people don't know how to do the 1, 2, 3?
Right.
I would say a good 95% of people don't know how to do the 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know to invite the dog into their space. You don't go into their space. Or do you put your face down near a dog's face?
Right.
You know? And, I mean, it's unfortunate, but you have to... get that information out so people learn.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because a lot of these dogs that end up in shelters, it might have been, you know, okay, this dog nipped a kid, and right. Well, the dog lived with the kid for 5 years. So all of a sudden, what was the event? Right. What happened? And most of the time, it wasn't that the dog just all of a sudden turned mean.
Yeah, it was the kid pulling his ear or sticking his finger in his eye.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, I get it. So do you have classes like that up there?
We try to go out to schools when we can, and we try to post things online. And, of course, we always try to educate our adopters, especially those with kids. There's a website, I think it's called Stop the 77, and it's about how 77% of, you know, dog bites lead from something that could have been stopped as far as education. So we do wish to do more of it, and we hope to do that more in the future.
Now, what about, are you a 501c3?
Yes.
So people can donate to your organization?
Yes, and we have multiple ways that they can do that.
Tell me how.
So on our website, we do have a PayPal button. They can go and donate right online. If they wanted to email us for our address, they can send a check in the mail. They can actually call SNP Clinic directly. SNP Clinic is located in Pasco, Rhode Island, mm-hmm. and they can donate.
Is it still in that same location?
Yep, same location. Okay. Yep. And they can donate right there make a donation, it'll go right towards our future vet bills. So then they know exactly what their money's going towards.
Well, we should do that with the ad that you have in my paper.
Sure, we mm-hmm. can do that.
You know, so make some changes.
Yeah.
And if you want to, I have no problem with you submitting information about how to handle a dog.
Okay, I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Know? Or a cat.
Yeah.
Or guinea pig.
I'd have to do some research on that one.
Oh, all right. How about Black Angus from the Blackbird Farm?
I think you need to talk to Anne-Marie about
definitely.
That one, yeah.
But I do have to give a shout-out to Anne-Marie because she is one special person. No matter if it's a 2,000-pound bull or it's an 8-pound Yorkie Terrier, she treats them all the same. I'll take a quick break so we can pay the bills. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll be right back.
Bringing people together, promoting the good work of everyday Rhode Islanders, focusing on the positives of the state. That's what Common Ground is all about. Common Ground is Rhode Island's only communications outlet for working people, in print, on the air, and online. Common Ground promotes the contributions of the labor community. If you want your positive message to reach thousands of readers and listeners, call 451-1305 for sponsorship opportunities. It's time to return to Common Ground. Call 451-1305.
Correctional officers, like other divisions of law enforcement, put their lives on the line every day to make Rhode Island a safe place to live. Stories of officers held hostage and nearly killed give perspective to just how tough their job is. Correctional officers are locked in and forever looking over their shoulders, knowing that those with whom they spend their work shift have been locked away from the rest of society because they couldn't fit in. Correctional officers are just like you, except when it comes to going to the office, they don't sit at a desk or stand on a construction site. They work the toughest beat in the state.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
They are everywhere. On billboards, television, even here on the radio. But when you need an attorney for a workers' compensation case, you need the law office of attorney Stephen J. Dennis.
I'm attorney Stephen J. Dennis. Workers' compensation insurance is meant to help people who are injured on the job to get the benefits that they need to pay bills and cover their expenses. But oftentimes, employers and their insurance carriers make it difficult for this to happen. Just call me. I'll take on those insurance companies for you and fight to ensure that you get the full amount that you deserve. For more than 20 years, my office has protected the rights of workers in Rhode Island. No matter how tough a case or how big the insurance company, I'm in your corner. So if you've been injured on the job or have an occupational illness, trust my office with your case.
That's the law office of Stephen J. Dennis. Visit StephenJDennis.com or call them today at 453-1355. That's 453-1355. Stephen J. Dennis is Rhode Island's workers' compensation lawyer fighting for what you deserve.
My name is Sue Smith. I'm 38 and I work at a graphic design company. And the teenage me would tell you,
I wouldn't be into drawing and art if it wasn't for big brothers, big sisters. My big sister showed me early on that I could do anything. And to the young me,
that meant a lot. My big sister's name is Sheila, and Sheila is the reason that this 8-year-old grows up to have an amazing job as a graphic designer.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
I'm Dr. Jackie Duncan, a clinician scientist working with the American Health Assistance Foundation to find a cure for macular degeneration, a debilitating eye disease. It's important to let young people know how to take care of their sight. Go to ahaf.org/kids, where families learn about macular degeneration using interactive games and stories. That's ahaf.org/kids, or call 1-800-437-2423 for free information and resources.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. Abandoned Dogs of R.I. are in the house. Alicia and Erica, thank you both for joining us today. I got to give you guys a lot of credit.
Thank you.
For what you do and what you put yourself through. But I want to talk about fundraising.
Okay, so we do have a big fundraiser every year. We just had one. It was a pretty big success. Our next one, though, we do it
every... What do you mean by pretty big? Did you get $100?
No, it was good.
It was good. We got about $8,000.
Great.
Yeah, so that'll definitely help save a lot of dogs. So our next one, every holiday season, we do a toy drive that will usually gets us enough toys to last the year. You know, toys fight boredom, which is one of the most difficult things to do with the dogs in the kennels. But this year we're going to actually do a food and toy drive because we need some food. So we're going to set up donation boxes all throughout the state, and we'll put up flyers and we'll post it on our website exactly what we need, and people can go and drop off items that we need, and that'll really be a big help to us, canned food and
toys.
Well,
Smithfield Times would love to participate in that.
And we would really appreciate that.
And Common Ground newspaper with the labor guys would love to participate in that.
Great. Thank you very much.
So get me the info so I can get it out.
I will. I'll be sure to do that.
Great.
What we also need always are fosters. And for those of you who don't know what a foster is, it's a dog lover or a cat lover who's willing to open up their home and their hearts to a pet in need. It's on a temporary basis. You can do it for the weekend, or you can do it until the pet's adopted. You bring them into your home. It costs you absolutely nothing. We provide everything you need, food, supplies, vet bills, whatever you need. And not only is it beneficial because the dog gets out of the kennel and will be in a less stressful environment, but it also opens up space for another dog that we can save, or cat.
How many do you have?
Right now, we did have quite a few adoptions this week, so I'd say we have about six dogs and two cats right now.
What's the cost of an adoption?
It depends. If it's a bully breed or a senior, they're usually $275 or less, and for everyone else, it's $425. And for cats, we try to keep it cheap on the cats. We try to do like about $100, but it's tough because, I mean, it costs...
A lot more than that.
Yeah, the vet bill, the spay alone is at least $150. So we do lose money on almost every pet that we take in, and we make up for it in fundraisers.
So what if you have a family who wants to adopt a dog? We'll go to the dog for points of discussion. And you say, well, this dog, the adoption is $275. And they say, we don't have $275. We can give you $100. Would you do something like that?
It depends on the situation, I think. And it depends on the dog. If the dog we knew was going to have, you know, ongoing medical issues in the future, and these people probably couldn't afford the dog and provide the needs that the dog, you know, requires, then it probably just isn't a good fit. If the people are just going through a temporary rough time and maybe they needed a payment plan, or if, you know, this dog...
Oh, so you do payment plans.
Depending on the situation. Okay. Depending on the situation, we
Credit
have
cards?
Done it. Yep, we have done it in the past, especially if we have a bonded pair. If we have two dogs that have to stay together, that's going to be, you know, significantly more expensive, so we will do a payment plan.
So let me ask you about that. Why would two dogs have to stay together?
If we feel like it is in their best interest... to keep them together. Right now, actually, we have a bonded pair. We have Teddy and Izzy, and they came from a unsuitable living situation where they were kept in a shed that had no ventilation. They lived their whole life in a crate together. They're 6 and 8 years old. They're mother and son. They mean everything to each other. Could we split them up and they would be able to live? Yes, but I think they would prefer to stay together. And in my experience...
What kind of dogs are they?
They're Chihuahuas. So they're little. They don't take up much space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think they keep themselves occupied and they keep themselves company. And it's more beneficial for people who work during the day. They don't have to feel so bad that they're alone. But in my experience, every bonded pair I've tried to keep together, I have been able to keep together. And I've adopted them out in a reasonable amount of time. So it is possible. And I think they appreciate it.
So let me ask you this question. Because when I see... a story like I'm going to unfold here, I get so angry. And our legal system is so weak when it comes to animals that are abused or animals that are dumped in a river, hoping the person that did it gets caught, that they throw him in the river or she in the river, i.e. what happened a couple weeks ago with those eight puppies that they found, I think it was a Blackstone River. I get livid when I see something like that or I hear something like that. And our justice system gives that person either a slap on the wrist or says to them, you can't have a dog for 1 year. And then next thing you know, he raises his ugly head again and he's up for abuse of another dog. How difficult is it for you guys to see something like that, knowing the work that you do?
I don't think it will ever get easier. But what you need to focus on is all the incredible people that are on the other side of it. The people that are standing up and saying this isn't right, and the people willing to help and to open their homes to these puppies. And more importantly, the people that are fighting to change the laws, to give these animals more rights. There are so many people, more people, I think every single day there are more people standing up and being the voice for animals, the voice that they don't have.
Some people treat their animals better than they treat their kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, the people that don't have children think that their animals are their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I did some work with the pet therapy people. That's an amazing group in itself, what they do with those animals, going into schools, nursing homes, hospitals, funeral homes. I know there's a big thing going on with the funeral homes right now with pet therapy dogs. How difficult is it to work with a dog to make them more compliant and obey more? I mean, I know you have probably the toughest of the tough. You have the toughest on the beat.
Some dogs are difficult, and some days I want to pull my hair out. But
I can't say that. But I mean, is it something where if you have a dog who is not behaved well, you work them every day?
Every day.
Every day.
I mean, every day we can. And that's why it's important for us. It's not about numbers. We're not about trying to take in 30 dogs. We're about providing the best care possible. So if we can take in fewer dogs and make them the best they can be and make sure that we don't just find them a home, we find them the right home. That's what's important to us. And by taking in smaller numbers, we can give everyday care. Even we'll find transport and bring the dog across the state to a training facility for 9 hours a day, twice a week.
How about on the business side? How difficult is it to take an operation like you have from the cellar when you first started,
mm-hmm,
to where you're at today? How many years have you been in business today?
A little over, almost two, yeah. Almost three.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult is it to start at the bottom?
Well, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of new stuff that we have to become familiar with and navigating through.
You get frustrated?
Yeah.
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 But we don't really, like, take it out on each other, which is good.
No, no. Because I've been there as a small business owner. Obviously, I don't do what you guys do, but, you know, number one, it's scary stepping into it, and it's even scarier when you don't have the resources coming in to pay the bills,
mm-hmm,
but I know you have a good silent partner, Anne-Marie, mm-hmm, who helps you and guides you through whether it be good times or bad, but not all the people get someone like Anne-Marie. And, you know, she's like, in my eyes, she's like the guardian angel of animals.
Hmm.
You know, she has all those cattle, and she knows everyone by name. And I mean, I was just talking to Kevin yesterday pertaining to he had a sick cow on the field. He said to his wife, "How do you know he's sick?" "I can tell he's sick." And damn it, the cow was sick. But that's the way she is. She has that sixth sense, you know. So I want to talk to you a little bit more about what your plans are in the future, you know, moving forward. You don't have to give me your secrets, but you can tell me what your goals are and objectives are. You guys have a business plan?
We're working on it. Yeah. We are very fortunate to have Anne-Marie, and we wouldn't be here without her. There's no doubt about it. And we've been blessed with some amazing opportunities. We have the abilities and most importantly, we have the passion behind it and a lot of people standing and believing in us. So we would really like to, create something with all these tools that we have.
We're gonna create that when we come back so I can pay the bills so I can come back next week. You'll listen to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Wesco Oil understands the challenges that the harsh weather throws at us, and maybe the biggest is how to beat the cold and keep our homes and families warm. There's no one better than Wesco Oil, a third-generation family business who provides both heating systems and assistance. Wesco serves both Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and with a commitment to providing the best value possible, Wesco offers discounts for COD. Trust the Wesco family to heat your family this winter. Call Wesco Oil at 231-3681 or 800-411-3681. 6603.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 different types of equipment, in fact, plus contractor supplies. The best part, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done. Whether you're a large contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer, for the United Rentals nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS. United Rentals, consider it done.
Stressed about planning or paying for college? Not sure how to maximize merit scholarship money? Are you concerned about paying the balance of the college tuition bill? Or do you have student loans that you are finding it difficult to pay? If you are worried about anything that has to do with planning, preparing, and paying for college, College Advisors Group is offering a 45-minute free consultation to all friends and family of Common Ground. You can take advantage of this offer by calling 821-0080. That's 821-0080 or emailing them at collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Their website is collegeadvisorsgroup.com and the phone number is 821-0080. Anyone who takes advantage of the free consultation is also eligible to sign up for Sage Scholars Tuition Rewards Points. Tuition Rewards Points can be used at nearly 400 private colleges as discounts on undergraduate tuition. Call 821-0080 for your stress-free consultation, planning and paying for college. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children. In 134 countries, including the U.S., they provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to SOS-USA.org.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. You already know rates are low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Question: who are you going to call to save serious money on your mortgage or buy a new home? Are you going to call the company with the best client service in America with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it? No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. Are you going to call the company with Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology? It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. Are you going to call the company that's helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland? Question: why would you call anyone other than Quicken Loans? Call 800-QUICKEN right now or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. Abandoned dogs of R.I. are in the house. And I apologize. It's Alicia, right?
Alyssa.
Alyssa and Erica. They're saying the wrong name, but that's all right. You answered.
I've been called first. It's okay.
Game over. So let me ask you two ladies something. When you have a dog that you adopt out that's been with you for a while, is it hard to get rid of the dog?
It's always hard, but never with regret. It's always... It's the right kind of... Yeah. You have the ones that you just really bond to instantly, and they stay with you. They stay with you, and we always ask people to give us updates. We get Christmas cards.
Oh, that's nice.
Random, yeah, and it keeps
photos.
You going. On the hard days, because there are hard days, emotional days, days when you don't think you can, you know, do it anymore, and then you get an email of a dog that you adopted out, and their lives are changed, and you remember why you do it.
What do you mean by that? You have hard days. What?
Because sometimes, as much as you do things, you get nasty emails from people, or, you know, you have dogs that are giving you difficulty. We had one nightmare month where every single dog we had to go to the vet constantly. And it was just a never-ending cycle of vet bills and medication. And sometimes it's really tough, especially because we do this. It's all volunteer. So we work jobs on top of doing this. I work two jobs and do this, and the stress can get to you. But
yeah, I would imagine.
But when you have the passion, and when you're doing something as amazing as this, it's really all worth it.
Okay, Erica, what's your story?
What's my story?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, the same thing. I mean, you get attached to the dogs. You.
Works more hands-on with them. Sometimes I see them, but she really works with them like every day. And
so you're more of the office staff.
Yes.
Emails, Facebook.
I do all.
She did
billing.
Almost take Janie home, though.
Janie was
one of the ones in your magazine. She was a pet of the month, and she was with us for about 6 months. And every day she'd come in and go, I don't know, maybe I'll just take her home with me.
Yeah, if my dog wouldn't have.
Yeah.
So here goes to my other question now. How many dogs have you taken home?
I have fostered about 25 dogs so far. And I've only adopted out two. I mean, I've only kept two. So that's pretty good odds, I think. But with every dog you foster, you're going to cry when you give them up. But you see the bigger purpose of it. You realize that if you hadn't let that last dog go to their forever family, you would have never met this next dog that you fell in love with completely and didn't think you could let go, and then you did, and so on and so forth.
So what kind of scrutiny do you put the adopted people through?
We're pretty particular. You know, we're flexible in certain areas where some other rescues are very strict. We don't believe that you have to have a fenced-in yard to be a good pet owner. Certain dogs, maybe it would be better for them. But in general, we're pretty flexible with that. But we do think that you should, you know, what it all comes down to mostly is the love. Do you love the animal? Are you going to move in a month and get rid of them because you can't find an apartment? You know, when you have kids, are you going to give them up because you don't have time for them anymore? We're really looking for people who are in the 15-year commitment of it and who are willing to provide all the love and care they possibly can. Mm. And that's what's most important.
What made you get into this?
My mom told me, you need to figure out what you're doing with your life. And I said, I have not the slightest idea, but I'm always happy when I'm with animals. So I went into the medical field. Mm-hmm. And as much as I liked it, and I think that it did provide me with a lot of tools that I use every day, I wasn't quite there yet. And slowly but surely, I mean, once I hit the rescue thing and I stumbled upon it, my heart just grew three sizes, and I knew instantly I had to do this every day.
How about you, Erica?
So I never thought that this is where I would end up. This wasn't what I planned or anything. I don't know.
She was a good sister. She saw that I was
I had nothing really going on at the time, kind of. No, but
she's
I was
being
able.
Modest.
I was able to be there and step in at the time, and it was just going to be temporary. I didn't think that I would like it, but I do. I love it. And
did you have any foresight of being a business person? When you got out of school, or
no, not really. I was interested in other things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Erica's very intelligent. She's been able to succeed in anything she wanted to do. And and she jumped in and made my passion her passion because she knew how important it was to me. It really is quite incredible, this girl over here. She did it for me. And then slowly she saw that she wanted to do it for the animals too, mm-hmm. and that it actually did organically become her passion as well. And
I'd like to work with you every day. Like, yeah. That's
who better to work with than your best friend and your sister?
Yeah. So, you guys are sisters?
Yeah. No, the last name is a coincidence. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of Danielsons around here.
I need help.
We have the same parents.
Yeah.
Right church, different pew. All right. So who yells at who?
Now or before?
We don't yell. No. We don't yell. We take turns being stressed out, and that's what works the best. Mm-hmm. Is when I have my overwhelming day, she talks me down, and vice versa, and we really are the yin to the yang.
Yeah.
Yeah, we work really well together.
Well, that makes a good partnership. I mean, obviously, when you have a... I'm not big on partners because I saw what it did to my dad. But when you have a partnership that works, there's nothing better.
Hmm.
When you have a partnership that doesn't work, there's going to be problems. So it's good that you do the animal stuff. She does the office stuff. And then you meet in the middle to review everything, so there's no problems.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we have very good communication, and we constantly stay on each other. Like, are you overwhelmed? Can I do anything for you? If I give you this task, can you handle it? Where are you in life right now? I can find somebody else, you know. So communication is key. And we can read each other, too. That's one of the best things.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. So what are your plans, 2018?
Bigger and better.
Big things, yeah.
Bigger and better and more efficient. And
you think you'll ever own your own place?
We would love to. That's the dream.
Yep. We have some plans in the future. We're hoping to get there. And hopefully we can get even more people to back us and love what we do and try to help us make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you also do, or does Amory do the grooming end of it? Or do you guys know how to do that end of it too?
Grooming's not really our forte. It's more Anne Marie, and she's incredible with it. When sometimes we get dogs that are so matted, I mean, they're in pain, and she does it. The other day she had a dog on the table for 2.5 hours for free, came in on her day off and did it for us. Mm. So I mean, she's
incredible. One of the dogs that you got to
yeah, he was in really rough shape, and
well, even with one of them, we had to sedate, and she went to the vet to groom him.
Yeah,
while he was sedated,
because he was so scared, nobody could touch him, and we ended up getting him adopted. He was in your magazine, too. Hmm. Ziggy.
Wow. So, I mean, all I can do is, it's, you guys are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. You are amazing. And what you do is top-notch. And just keep on doing what you're doing. And eventually, your dream will come true.
Thank
you. It's only a matter of time.
And we appreciate all the work that you've done for animals in the past, too.
Timing is everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Timing is everything. So, Just keep doing it, and we'll help you any way we can at the magazine. We will adopt your animals out. We'll help you with your fundraising, because if I did not believe in you, you would not be sitting here.
Thank you.
And my thing is, too, I know a phony. I can spot a phony, but you guys are not phonies. You're the real deal. The real deal. And I'm sure all the dogs and cats that you adopt are thankful for what you do. Because if it wasn't for you, they would just be euthanized. And that's it. It's over. Game over. But we're glad that we have the two of you, and Anne Marie, obviously, to do what she does. It's amazing. I know Anne Marie is like when... that commercial, when E.F. Hutton talks, you listen. When Anne Marie talks, you listen.
Okay. You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice, number one. And number two, it's mostly that comes out of her mouth is heartwarming. And she does the right thing for animals. And now she's a grandmother now, so I'm sure she'll even do more things. But I want to thank you both for coming in. Why don't you give us your contact information again, your email address, because my listeners, they want to donate. They want to help you donate. They want to help you raise money. So how do they do that?
All right. You can go on our website at www.abandoneddogsofri.com. We do have a PayPal link right on there. It's a big yellow button under the Affiliates tab. Or you can go and send us an email, abandoneddogsofri@gmail.com.
How about if we call you? What's your phone number? At the kennel.
We usually prefer not to go the phone number route if we don't need to. Just because I'm working with the dogs, I never hear the phone ring. It's impossible to keep up.
That's great.
Computer's a little easier.
And your website, 5,000 people. We got to get to 10,000 as quickly as we can.
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. Y'all listen to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll see you next week.
Imus in the Morning, Brown University Sports, and Celtics Basketball. Your home for talking business, AM 790, WPRV Providence, a Cumulus station.
Dressed for war, wiener behind bars. I'm Michael Toscano. Texas investigators now focused on a family dispute as the motive for the Texas church massacre. CNN reporting one of the 26 people shot to death was the grandmother of the wife of dead shooter Devin Kelly. And Diane Gallagher reports the dishonorably discharged Air Force serviceman showed up ready for battle.
We're learning now that not only did he come essentially dressed for war, all black, wearing a tactical-style ballistic vest with a plate in the front, he also had a mask with a skull, like a white face over that black mask as he came into that church and opened fire.
Investigators say there is video of the shooting, but they are not describing it. Former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner is behind bars this hour, day one of a scheduled 21 months. His sentence for sending sexually explicit photos to a 15-year-old girl, more from Jerry Barmash.
He's assigned to the Devens Federal Medical Center, located 40 miles west of Boston. Weiner joins a group of more than 1,000 inmates at the medical facility. Reportedly, he'll use the time incarcerated to get help with his sexual addiction. At his sentencing in September, a tearful Weiner told the judge that he's been a very sick man for a very long time.
Florida State University has temporarily suspended all fraternities and sororities. Correspondent John Stolness tells us University President John Thrasher doesn't know how long the suspension will last.
Andrew Coffey, who was a pledge at Pi Kappa Phi, died on Friday after he was found unresponsive following a party. 20-year-old Garrett John Marcy, a member of Phi Delta Theta, was charged with the sale and trafficking of cocaine. Thrasher has also banned alcohol at all events of recognized student organizations during the suspension.
New poll numbers out on President Trump from CNN, and John King has them.
This is an all-time low for President Trump in our polling. We're late in his first year in office. 36% of Americans approve of the job he is doing as president. Nearly 6 in 10 Americans disapprove of the president's performance in his job.
64% say the Russia investigation is serious. I'm Michael Toscano.
Wednesday.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere Wednesday, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
This is Charles Osgood. There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Senator Rand Paul remains at home in Kentucky, nursing his 5 broken ribs and bruised lungs, the result of a surprise attack from a neighbor while he was mowing his lawn. The attorney representing Renee Broucher, a 59-year-old anesthesiologist, now charged with assaulting Senator Paul, says the attack had absolutely nothing to do with politics, but was, quote, a regrettable dispute between two neighbors. We'll tell that to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who has a challenge passing anything with his slim margin, even when all of his Republicans are in Washington.
Every day is a Maylock's moment anyway. I got a 52-48 majority, and as you saw on several occasions, we're not always totally in lockstep, So, you know, there's nothing I like better than to have 54 or 55. Yeah, anytime we have a senator on our side who's not there, it's potentially a challenge.
There's no word yet when Senator Paul might return to the job in Washington. I'm Michael Toscano.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
The one place to buy your cigars and electronic cigarettes is Wonderland Smoke Shop. With over 250 fine cigar facings at the best prices. They also stock dry herb vaporizers, humidors, American-made e-liquids, rebuildable tanks, organic cotton and silica, vape pens, coils and accessories with dozens of tobacco flavors and various nicotine strengths, plus hookah supplies. Open 7 days a week, 666 East Avenue in Warwick. Call 823-3134. Wonderland Smoke Shop.
Hi, my name is John Campagnone Jr. of Caserta Pizza. When Caserta was first opened, the most important thing was to put out a product that was tasty and unique.